Today, the Supreme Court agreed to hear a case that could determine what people can say and see on the Internet. The huge telecommunications law that was enacted earlier this year included a provision called the Communications Decency Act. It would restrict the transmission over the Internet of any material regarded as indecent if it could be accessed by children. The act was declared unconstitutional by federal judges in Philadelphia, but the government appealed, and now it seems the Communications Decency Act will have another day in court. NPR's Brooke Gladstone reports.
According to the law signed by President Clinton last February, anyone who violates the act, that is, posts indecent or patently offensive material where a child could find it, could be subject to a maximum sentence of 2 years in jail and a $250,000 fine. Chris Hansen, who was the ACLU's lead attorney fighting the act in Philadelphia, says that given the technology of the Internet, everyone is a potential violator simply because no one can control who logs into what.
You know for a fact that your speech will be accessed by minors. There's no way to prevent it. And thus, everybody, in order to avoid going to jail, has to dumb down their speech to a level appropriate for the most vulnerable minors in our society.
But Bruce Taylor, who heads the National Law Center for Children and Families and also assisted Congress in writing the Communications Decency Act, believes Internet access can be controlled.
It is probably the easiest technology we've ever had to protect children rather than the most difficult.
With new technology, access providers can tag minors when they log on, instantly blocking off material not intended for them.
Children can be automatically protected, whereas adults would be able to freely roam the Internet without those kinds of restrictions.
But even with that technology, users cannot be certain that every child is marked as such. The ACLU's Hansen says better technology is already available that would allow parents to control their children's use at their own computers, tailoring access to the age and maturity of their child.
It's an more effective mechanism because it not only reaches domestic sites, which are reached by the Communications Decency Act, but it also reaches international sites, which are not reached by the Communication Decency Act and can't be controlled by it. So the act is going to be wholly ineffective, whereas this software not only can allow you to tailor the blocking to your particular values and your particular child, but it'll also be more effective.
But the decision in Philadelphia to block the act had more to do with language than software. The Philadelphia judges determined that the word indecency was too vague to pass constitutional muster. But Bruce Taylor isn't worried.
I'm almost absolutely certain that the U.S. Supreme Court is going to reverse the Philadelphia decision.
Taylor points to other cases in which the Supreme Court upheld the indecency standard. One case involving cable was decided just 6 months ago. He believes the indecency standard can be applied to the Internet, too, and will stand in the Supreme Court. But even if it does, that's not the end of the argument. The Philadelphia decision was a preliminary injunction. If the Supreme Court reverses it, it would go back to Philadelphia and probably back to the Supreme Court again. This is Brooke Gladstone reporting.